Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 108, and today we're going to be reading Joshua chapters 16 through 18. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 16. The land allotted to Joseph's descendants extended from the Jordan at Jericho to the waters of Jericho to the east, through the desert, and on up from Jericho into the hill country of Bethel. The southern border extended from Bethel to Luz and crossed to Archite territory at Ataroth. It then descended westward to Japhletite territory as far as the territory of Lower Beth Horon and Gezer and ended at the sea. Joseph's descendants, Manasseh and Ephraim, were assigned their land. The territory of the tribe of Ephraim by its clans included the following. The border of their assigned land to the east was Ataroth Adar as far as Upper Beth Horon. It then extended onto the sea, with Michmethath on the north. It turned eastward to Tanath Shiloh and crossed it on the east to Janoa. It then descended from Janoa to Ataroth and Nera, touched Jericho, and extended to the Jordan River. From Tapua, it went westward to the valley of Cana and ended at the sea. This is the land assigned to the tribe of Ephraim by its clans. Also included were the cities set apart for the tribe of Ephraim within Manasseh's territory, along with their towns. The Ephraimites did not conquer the Canaanites living in Gezer. The Canaanites live among the Ephraimites to this very day and do hard labor as their servants. Joshua chapter 17. The tribe of Manasseh, Joseph's firstborn son, was also allotted land. The descendants of Machir, Manasseh's firstborn, and the father of Gilead, received land, for they were warriors. They were assigned Gilead and Bashan. The rest of Manasseh's descendants were also assigned land by their clans, including the descendants of Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hepher, and Shemida. These are the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, by their clans. Now Zelophehad, son of Hepher, son of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh, had no sons, only daughters. These are the names of his daughters, Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They went before Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders, and said, "The Lord told Moses to assign us land among our relatives." So Joshua assigned them land among their uncles, as the Lord had commanded. Manasseh was allotted 10 shares of land, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, east of the Jordan, for the daughters of Manasseh were assigned land among his sons. The land of Gilead belonged to the rest of the descendants of Manasseh. The border of Manasseh went from Asher to Michmethath, which is near Shechem. It then went down south toward those who live in Tapua. The land of Tapua belonged to Manasseh, but Tapua, located on the border of Manasseh, belonged to the tribe of Ephraim. The border then descended southward to the valley of Cana. Ephraim was assigned cities there among the cities of Manasseh, but the border of Manasseh was north of the valley and ended at the sea. Ephraim's territory was to the south, and Manasseh's to the north. The sea was Manasseh's western border, and their territory touched Asher on the north and Issachar on the east. Within Issachar's and Asher's territory, Manasseh was assigned Beth Shean, Ibleam, the residents of Dor, En-Dor, the residents of Tanakh, the residents of Megiddo, the three of Napheth, and the towns surrounding all these cities. But the men of Manasseh were unable to conquer these cities. The Canaanites managed to remain in those areas. Whenever the Israelites were strong militarily, they forced the Canaanites to do hard labor, but they never totally conquered them. The descendants of Joseph said to Joshua, "Why have you assigned us only one tribal allotment? After all, we have many people, for until now the Lord has enabled us to increase in number." Joshua replied to them, "Since you have so many people, go up into the forest and clear out a place to live in the land of the Perizzites and Rephaites, for the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you." The descendants of Joseph said, "The whole hill country is inadequate for us, and the Canaanites living down in the valley in Beth Shean and its surrounding towns in the valley of Jezreel have chariots with iron-rimmed wheels." Joshua said to the family of Joseph, to both Ephraim and Manasseh, "You have many people and great military strength. You will not have just one tribal allotment. The whole hill country will be yours. Though it is a forest, you can clear it, and it will be entirely yours. You can conquer the Canaanites, though they have chariots with iron-rimmed wheels and are strong." Joshua chapter 18. The entire Israelite community assembled at Shiloh, and there they set up the tent of meeting. Though they had subdued the land, 7 Israelite tribes had not been assigned their allotted land. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long do you intend to put off occupying the land the Lord God of your ancestors has given you? Pick 3 men from each tribe. I will send them out to walk through the land and make a map of it for me. Divide it into 7 regions. Judah will stay in its territory in the south, and the family of Joseph in its territory in the north. But as for you, map out the land into 7 regions and bring it to me. I will draw lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites will not have an allotted portion among you, for their inheritance is to serve the Lord. Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have already received their allotted land east of the Jordan, which Moses, the Lord's servant, assigned them." When the men started out, Joshua told those going to map out the land, "Go, walk through the land, map it out, and return to me. Then I will draw lots for you before the Lord here in Shiloh." The men journeyed through the land and mapped it and its cities out into 7 regions on a scroll. Then they came to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh. Joshua drew lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord and divided the land among the Israelites according to their allotted portions. The first lot belonged to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans. Their allotted territory was between Judah and Joseph. Their northern border started at the Jordan, went up the slope of Jericho on the north, ascended westward to the hill country, and extended to the desert of Beth-Aven. It then crossed from there to Luz, to the slope of Luz to the south, that is, Bethel, and descended to Adaroth-Adar, located on the hill that is south of lower Beth-Horon. It then turned on the west side, southward from the hill near Beth-Horon on the south, and extended to Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, a city belonging to the tribe of Judah. This is the western border. The southern side started on the edge of Kiriath-Jearim and extended westward to the spring of the waters of Nephtuah. The border then descended to the edge of the hill country near the valley of Ben-Hinnom, located in the valley of the Rephaites on the north. It descended through the valley of Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusites to the south, and then down to En-Rogel. It went northward, extending to En-Shemesh and Geliloth opposite the pass of Adumim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. It crossed to the slope in front of the Arabah to the north, and descended into the Arabah. It then crossed to the slope of Beth Hogla and ended up at the northern tip of the Salt Sea at the mouth of the Jordan River. This was the southern border. The Jordan River borders it on the east. These were the borders of the land assigned to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans. These cities belonged to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans: Jericho, Beth Hogla, Emek Keziz, Beth Arabah, Zamaraim, Bethel, Avim, Parah, Ophrah, Kephar Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, a total of 12 cities and their towns: Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephirah, Moza, Rekim, Irpil, Taralah, Zelah, Haleph, the Jebusite city, that is Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath, a total of 14 cities and their towns. This was the land assigned to the tribe of Benjamin by its clans. And so distributing the land continues today and will continue tomorrow as well. More of those wonderful names. Thanks again for joining me, and God willing, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.